regarding a question in the laws of Besamim. Can you make a beracha bore mine Besamim on perfume? On the bottles of perfume that we have on the marketplace, the liquid perfume, is it permissible to make a beracha? The question really is, because these smells in many instances are synthetic, which is the man-made. They're taking different chemicals and they're putting them together. Today, of course, it's much cheaper. Instead of getting the actual root and the actual oil, they're able to put chemicals together and create different smells. So the question is a man-made smell that smells good, can you make a beracha on it? There are two sides to this. Hacham ben Zion, Alav Shalom in Ode Zion, clearly writes that you can make a beracha, you should make a beracha on perfume, the bottles as we have them, bore mine besamim, even though it's man-made. And some of the proofs to this is when the Gemara talks about musk, which is a type of besamim, which is made from the excrement of animals. Now it's obvious the excrement of animals on its own doesn't smell good. So they had to process it. They had to do something. A man had to get involved to make that musk smell good. So therefore, what's the difference? You're taking these chemicals also, and you're putting them together, and you're making a smell out of it, and it's created by man. Furthermore, they bring a proof from Shemin Zayit. Shemin Zayit, Maran holds, it's brought down in Rambam also, that if you play with the Shemin Zayit and bring a good smell out of it, so you can make a beracha bori atzeh besamim. Now we know Shemin Zayit on its own doesn't have a smell. Olive oil doesn't have a smell. But you can do something to it to bring out a smell that will make it smell good. You can make bori atzeh besamim. Again, a synthetically engineered smell by man by bringing it out of an item. So therefore, it's the opinion of Hacham ben Zion, it's the opinion of the Birkat Hashem, Rabbi Moshe Levi, Alav Shalom, it's the opinion of Rabbi Pinchas Scheinberg, Shiyahyeh, all hold that you can make a beracha, and you should make a beracha on chemically engineered besamim, which would be the perfumes that we had today. And therefore, you can't go wrong by making mine besamim. Because even if, let's say, they're having it real oils and stuff like that, halakha says if you made mine besamim, you're covered. So therefore, even though it's supposed to be atzeh besamim, let's say, mine covers it. So according to them, for sure, on all perfumes, you make mine. That's why you really can't knock a guy that's making a beracha of mine besamim on perfume. However, in Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta, Shlomo Zalman Oyebach Zekas Dikl Veracha says it's better not to get involved with these things because it's questionable. Because you really can't make a difference between the case of Shemin Zayit and these chemically engineered besamim. The Shemin Zayit obviously has in the potential for a smell. You just have to bring it out. These chemicals over here, on their own, they're nothing. On their own, there's nothing you could do to them unless you mix them with other things and start, making concoctions. But on their own, they have either a bad smell or no smell. So therefore, there could be a difference. Maybe you can only make a beracha and a besemi where it's potentially in there. You just have to bring it out on its own without adding and changing and doing. In any event, Rav Shlomo Zalman said not to make a beracha. That was also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, that also says to keep away, not to make a beracha on these things. And it seems that Hacham Avadia, it's not clear, but in the Yalkut Yosef, he does say, do not make a beracha on nebosim, which would be perfume. It doesn't really give the reasons on the bottom, so therefore, halakha lemaaseh, one should refrain from making a beracha on these items. I want you to refrain from going out of his way to smell them with kavanah to be nehene. We're not talking about if he puts it on and he smells it, that's not kavanah to be nehene. We're talking about to go out of his way to take the bottle for havdalah and things like that, to smell it, one should keep away because it's really a safek over here and one doesn't want to get involved in the machloket. But maybe that's what explains the minhag in the community that on the mezahar that they give out on Motzei Shabbat. Halakha says that a mezahar, which is rose water, you're supposed to make bore atzeh besamim. Because it comes from a rose, atzeh. But you see many in the community, they make bore mine besamim. So it could be, Hacham ben Zion writes, that many of the rose waters that we have today are synthetically made. They're not really using the rose water. They're putting chemicals to make something that smells like rose water. So therefore they're making mine besamim. but there really it would be proper, like we said yesterday, not to use the rose water to get involved, unless it's real rose essence. Then, of course, everybody would say it's not a problem. I saw the real rose water. It looks like milk. It's white. It's a different color than from the stuff we have. But indeed, if there was true rose water essence in it, of course you can make atzeh. But it'd be better, like we said yesterday, to use the hadassim, which according to everybody, you make atzeh.